What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the affluent runaway, Aaron, and with me is the guy who was hit by the love-struck arrow, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
Very mixed feelings. Mostly good.
Yeah, mostly good.
Mostly good. And what anime calls these mixed emotions within me, Jay?
The acoustic classic. Carolyn Tuesday.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Netflix. This is the synopsis of the first episode, but yeah. I don't think they have like regular synopsises, but small town girl Tuesday takes the midnight train to Alba City, leaving home for her dreams. There she sees the girl Carol singing on a bridge. Very short synopsis, but
very good actually. Yeah. I really like it. Mm-hmm. All right, so you ready for the facts, Jay?
Yeah.
All right, so this was a 2019 anime, 24 episodes. It's a music anime. No, which is actually really weird. It's like a pure music anime.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it's funny at moments, but I wouldn't call it a comedy.
Yeah, and it has some drama, but it's not really that dramatic.
Yeah, exactly. It was created by Studio Bones and Shinichiro Watanabe, who directed Samurai Champloo, Cowboy Bebop, and Space Dandy. Go check out Space Dandy.
Yep.
The studio, again, was Studio Bones, and they did Soul Eater, Fullmetal Alchemist, Skullman, and My Hero.
Skullman.
Skullman, I know. The classic Skullman.
Who would have thought?
again, directed by Shinichiro Watanabe. Mm-hmm. Licensed by Netflix. The music was done by I think his name is Moki, and he's actually a Canadian producer and songwriter.
Wow.
Yeah, and he traveled all the way to Japan
to do the music. Wow. He probably, that Watanabe guy probably picked him specifically or something.
Yeah,
because
it's super weird.
Yeah.
And then there's, most of the music is also produced by, he had a bunch of different producers for the different songs. Okay. One was like a Taku Takahashi. I think we talked about him in he did the he was in the Space Dandy band.
Yeah.
And he also did the Penny and Stocking music. The openings are Kiss Me and Polly Jean by Nia, I don't even know how to say her name. Nia Bree and Selena Ann, which are the voice actor or which are the singing voices for Carolyn Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then the ending, the first ending, is called Hold Me Now by the same two. Mm-hmm. And the last one is Not Afraid by Elisa, who plays, what's her
Angela.
Name? Angela. I should have remembered that. Okay, Jay, so I don't know if you want to hold off talking about music. Because it's a very integral part
of the anime.
Mm-hmm. So, not to talk about the character songs, what do you think of the background music?
Background music is really good.
Yes.
It's like almost tracks themselves.
Yeah, they're all of them are really good.
Mm-hmm. Some of them actually have lyrics as well, like for the montage-y parts. Like when they're like creating the album and stuff like that, those have lyrics.
Yeah, and then just it's really fun. They're real fun. Mm-hmm. Different, it spans different genres as well, just the background music. Mm-hmm. And then the openings and endings. So I really love the first opening.
Yeah.
And
one of the best songs I've heard in an anime opening.
Yeah, and then I really like the second song. I love the first one. I like the second one.
Yeah, the second one is definitely steps down a little bit.
But it's still good.
It's still good. I did skip it a little.
Yeah.
A few times. But the first one, I did not skip it at all.
Yeah. The one thing I was afraid with this anime is, I think I mentioned it to you before, but when I originally watched K-On!,
Uh-huh.
I was like, these openings and endings are really good. And then the music in the anime was like, eh.
Oh, okay.
It's like real poppy. To what the opening and endings were.
It's like not the same genre, right? Like,
yeah.
Not the...
It's very like not soft. I don't know how to describe it. But it's just not the same
as
energy.
Opening. Yeah, okay.
No, it doesn't have to even be the same genre. It's just not the same energy that it has. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this anime has that problem.
No, not whatsoever.
Especially when they start getting to, like, Army of Two. That's when they start getting actual... When Toby starts producing them.
Yeah.
Then you hear, like, start hearing it very well. Mm-hmm. And then the endings. Hold Me Now. I think Hold Me Now is way better than Not Afraid. But Not Afraid is also a really good song.
The one with Angela?
Yeah.
I really like the one with Angela.
Yeah, Hold Me Now. Hold Me Now, it sucks because it's kind of boring. The visuals are kind of boring.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a walk cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a really cool, like the lyrics come up on the screen.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite part of that. But the Angela one's pretty good too. I think that's the best Angela song.
Yeah.
And it has some
gems. I don't know if it's the same song, but when she collapses on the stage and then the ending bleeds into the...
Yeah.
Like her going into the hospital and stuff. Is that the same song as...
I'm not sure. I think it's a different one.
Yeah. Because that song is really good.
Good, too.
Yeah.
But I think... I got opinions about Angela's music. We can get to them in general. and then I have some fun facts here for you.
Oh, okay.
So I think I mentioned this fact to you before, but there was an open casting for singers. For mm-hmm. Carolyn Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was like a 2-year search to try to find the who is going to voice these characters.
Yeah. Or who's going to sing for them, right?
Yeah.
Or was it
who's
going to
sing
actors?
For them? Yeah. Okay. So there's opening for the singers. This is really cool.
So does that mean freaking Thundercat and Denzel Curry, they auditioned?
No. So they were the voice, the who's going to be Carolyn Tuesday's voices was the audition.
Okay.
So my guess is like Watanabe like picked those people.
Okay.
This was made to celebrate Bones' 20th anniversary and Flying Dog, which was the recording studio's 10th anniversary.
Okay.
And it was all recorded in the Flying Dog studios, all the music.
Cool.
And another really fun fact, the character designer for this anime is the guy who did the character design for the One Piece Cup Noodle commercials.
Wow. The Nissan or whatever.
The Nissan cup noodles.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch those things,
yeah,
it makes
very
sense.
Similar.
It looks very similar.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, how Nami looks in that those commercials look very similar to Carol.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, no, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. So, mm-hmm. General, what do you have anything you want to talk about before we enter the main business? I'll tell you one thing I really disliked. Yeah. I really disliked about Netflix.
Okay.
I really hate it doesn't start you at the opening.
Yeah, that's a thing with Netflix. Is it's so dumb and
it just assumes. Well, I guess it's not. So how I see it is like if you're watching, I don't know, Parks and Rec or whatever. But no, yeah. It's not a real example, but because there's a cold opening to Parks and Rec,
yeah.
But anime, but shows that don't have a cold open,
yeah.
Like you want to people just skip the music,
yeah.
Anime is really unique where there's actually a song,
yeah.
You want to listen to,
yeah, exactly.
So it should start you at the beginning and then give you the option to skip the intro and not just automatically skip it, mm-hmm. Especially when there's very fun narration of the last episode in a lot of them. I don't know if you went back in some of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's really cool stuff with whenever the manager is recapping.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really like how they captured the setting of a talent show.
Yeah.
It seemed like I was watching X Factor or
America's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they even had like the big like X's and stuff on their stuff. You know, they didn't like never use them.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the cheesy, everyone has like a cheesy story, sad, sappy story. Yeah. And then
like a character bio thing before they like do their
yeah,
singing performance,
or like the judges, like their fake banter.
Oh yeah,
or like fake jokes.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Like, I really hated the one female judge.
Yeah.
When she was like talking crap about Peter's, like the bang bang, or not bang bang, but whatever it is, mm-hmm. Pow pow or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And then at the very end, like, she did it too, and I was like, oh, it's so lame.
Like, I'm following you on Instagram now too.
Pow pow. Ugh, it's just so funny and how weird it was.
One thing that we mentioned in the last podcast was the titles for the song.
Titles of the songs are, or titles of the episodes are,
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, are songs, are real songs.
Which leads me also to the really cool eye catches.
The eye catches are really
so
cool.
So did you know those are the actual records? Yeah. So I had to go and like look it up because I was like, I think it was started with like Immigrant Song, because the Immigrant Song one looks so cool.
Yeah.
I think it's that one or, no, it was God Only Knows, because that one, it's like, like an ocean wave, mm-hmm. and it's like or there's like a wave and it's yellow,
yeah,
and I was like, it looks really unique, so I was like, let me go look at that, and it was, and then I was like, let me go look at another one just to make sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're all just the, it's not an EP, is that what that is?
What, the vinyl?
The vinyl,
yeah,
it's an EP, right?
An EP,
yeah,
I think it's an LP.
LP, I'm sorry. But yeah, just the vinyls look really cool.
Yeah,
like, I really, there's some of them that I seen, like, I really want one of those.
The Cure one. It just, yeah, like, that one is like the most unique, I think, out of all of them. It's all like it's like almost like a
artsy
like scribbly kind of,
yeah,
looking.
It looked real cool.
Yeah, but a lot of them were just like how you'd get records back in like the 60s or something, because a lot, right, of them are old artists,
like a B-side, an A and B side.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, you just said, like, Columbia Records or something. Yeah. Sam Cooke.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I really... Then there was some, I think, in the beginning that were, like, fake companies as well.
Oh, okay.
Like...
Probably because, like, to avoid licensing.
Yeah. So issues. It was... Like, I think Columbia was in there. I forget which one it was. Mm. But it was, like, one letter was changed. And I was like, oh, that's how to get around it.
Yeah.
I like the really weird detail of... the Mars radiation messing with hormones.
Oh, you're talking about what's his name? The guy that's like turning into a girl?
Or, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I forget his name. His name is...
I have it here. Hold on. His name is Desmond.
Yeah, Desmond. Desmond and Angela's mom as well.
Yeah.
Is going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what her mom looked like before.
Yeah.
And she was like a dude also.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's really cool that the radiation is just making them androgynous.
Yeah.
And even Angela's producer like says it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just like those as like as a fact at her, and it's like, oh, that's a thing I would like expanded upon.
Yeah.
And then Desmond, he says it. So I really also, there's a lot of things I like about this anime. I really like the detail between the songwritings, between Angela and Tuesday's songwriting.
Oh, yeah.
So you can look at, like, Move Mountains, right?
Yeah.
And the chorus is very generic, mm-hmm. very, like, repeat heavy of the same phrase over and over again.
Yeah.
And then you look at, like, Tuesday's choruses, and they're, like, really different.
Yeah.
Like,
one sounds like factory made and one doesn't.
Exactly. One thing I hated about this,
mm-hmm.
was I didn't get people being like, oh, Angela, your voice is so beautiful.
Yeah.
When it was always like auto-tuned or it was always filtered.
I know, especially the song that she did with Erdogan.
Erdogan?
Like, I don't feel like anybody should have been impressed with that song.
Yeah, everyone's like, wow.
Like, oh, man. Like, freaking Carolyn Tuesday's eyes were sparkling and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. I was like, what? I don't understand. And a lot of her, the song she sings on Mars Next Top,
oh, yeah,
Artist,
yeah,
or whatever, were also like that, when people are like, oh, I'm so impressed with your singing. I was like, it was like all auto-tuned.
Those were pretty good songs, though.
Yeah, they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
I definitely prefer Carolyn Tuesday stuff, though.
Oh yeah, 100%. I really like how generic her songs are, or that
Angela songs?
The Angela songs are, like, they're meant to be generic.
They're meant to be, like, played on the radio and hits and stuff. Yeah, definitely.
And they sound exactly like it. Like, if you told somebody, like, oh, hey, here's the new, not Taylor Swift. If you played, like, old Carol or Carolyn Tuesday and said this is, like, an old Taylor Swift song, like, I'd believe it.
Yeah.
This one is like, did you hear the new Billie Eilish song or whatever?
Yeah.
You could play like an Angela song and people would. Mm-hmm. Or Billie Eilish or what's the other girl? Other famous one.
I don't know. Billie Eilish is really not that
poppy.
Mainstream, though.
Now
she is. But she's not really played on like the radio or anything like that.
Ariana Grande is who I
wanted to say. That's a good example.
Yeah,
that's like she's played like everywhere.
But my favorite Angela songs are when there's no vocal filter in it.
Yeah.
So like when she does the Moo Mountains just acapella. Vocally by a cappella by herself, that's really good. Like shows off how strong her voice is.
Mm-hmm.
When she does her Grammy song,
and
she's like backed by actual instruments, really good song. Mm-hmm. When she's going to the hospital and plays that song,
yeah.
Really good. I think the ending as well, also, it has a bit of more of acoustics. It's less digital. That's really good. But, like I said, super generic, overly produced pop.
Mm-hmm.
It's real, like, fun. And this anime does not hide its biases whatsoever.
Oh, yeah,
it's very
sure.
upfront with the idea of, like, nah, you should, even though you're smaller, you have like a better time making music than you do with this manufactured stuff.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Dave Grohl has a famous line, not even a famous line, just a line that stuck with me for years.
Mm-hmm.
When he won the Grammy for, I forget what song it was, Foo Fighters song, but the quote was something like, real music isn't somebody sitting at a keyboard and making beats.
Yeah.
Real music is a couple of buddies hanging out in a garage and like jamming.
Mm-hmm.
And that was completely moot because the next thing he did was he did a song on stage with like Deadmau5 or someone.
That's pretty funny.
It's just pretty funny. But I feel like that anime has this. And this anime has that mindset, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And it happens, like, everywhere, like, all that kind of stuff. Or just recently in the Grammys, like, you know how Tyler, the Creator, won Best Rapper, right? Best Rap Album. But most of that album is not really rap.
Yeah.
It's, like, mostly
like urban, he said.
Yeah,
it was urban thing. And I don't know, did you listen to his speech about that?
Yeah.
Which and is very,
very true. Mm-hmm. Not really enlightening, but it's like pretty much just saying what everybody knew.
Exactly. But what he said
was just like it's kind of like just putting him in this category because of like his race and stuff. And
yeah. Like he's like, when people, I think it's in the quote, was like, when people who look like me do experimental stuff, they just put us in the urban category. And which is true.
Yeah.
He's like, why can't we be in the pop category? Why can't we do this? Why do we have to be in urban, which is very, very true.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Let's see what else I got here. A real funny detail I like in the anime was when Roddy was reading the list website for Joshua.
Yeah.
Like, he's reading like the stuff for Joshua, and how they created the website on the phone is exactly how like list sites are.
Yeah,
where it's like number one, he's a bad boy, and a little description, and then the next one.
Yeah,
like it's really easy clickbait.
Yeah,
things, and then
something that's riddled with like pop-ups and ads.
Yeah,
and
that's stuff. My favorite part too. As he was going through it, there's like ads in between every, like the only thing that would have made it like hit me real strong would have been like, oh, the one you have to click next.
Cause
you
have to each click. Oh, my God. That would have been perfect.
But the scroll was like, oh, it's perfect.
Because
I read a lot of, like, weird
Oh yeah.
top 10 I'm the evil characters in anime.
I'm the same way at work when I have like nothing to do. I was like, okay, let's see what these child stars are up to nowadays.
when you gotta click through the next page because they need more clicks, I hate that. When I see that, I just stop. I'm like,
yeah, that's like the worst thing.
They just want me to click. I'm not gonna click.
The worst thing that I hate for like articles like that, it's just like just one thing. It's like, oh, you'll never like not really like you'll never guess what happened to this couple, but like. It's like a story where like, oh, this person donated something to this lady and guess what happens next and stuff like that. And it's like it's just a story and most of it's just the background of the two people and it doesn't really tell you the
Until the very end
and you have to click through like 20 pages.
This anime has a weird effect on me.
Uh-huh.
Where I wished it was longer.
Yeah, you were telling me about this.
Not at the tail end. But in the middle, I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
The last fifth goes by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was just because I was like invested in it that I felt disappointed about how it ended.
Or if they were just trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, like if it, like a normal person would watch it, be like, oh, no, it was fine.
Yeah.
But me, I was like, no, I want to know more about these characters.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks because... It wants to be emotional in spots, but it doesn't earn it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Dahlia like dies.
Yeah,
I was like, and then it hits them their manager. What's their manager's name?
Gus.
It hits Gus like really hard, but they've only seen each other like 3 or 4 times, you know.
Yeah,
and like passing, like I really wish there was like a filler episode of like them like having to solve a problem together or something. I'm like, seeing eye to eye,
yeah.
Because like it started the relationship is like rocky,
mm-hmm.
and then I just wish there was like a more interaction between them.
Yeah, all they really had was like a rivalry between their two like stars, their children. Yeah.
And then I, like, it sucks when we see like Skip get arrested. We've only seen Skip like twice up to this point.
I know,
and I'm like, I know it wants me to feel bad for Skip and wants me, but I don't know who Skip is.
Yeah.
I know Skip's a cool guy.
Yeah. He has a cool song.
Yeah.
He has something to do with Crystal.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that too. That was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end when they're like pulling everybody together, like, it's like, oh, Crystal's here.
Yeah.
And
Desmond's here.
Desmond's here. And like all the people they met. Oh, my favorite one was the country artist guy. I really loved seeing him, his music, his actual music.
Yeah.
But it's pulling all these people from the series,
mm-hmm.
and it just feels like they wanted like to elicit an emotional response, but it wasn't like there. I didn't feel like it was earned.
Yeah. Like I feel the same way. I definitely didn't feel like emotional for anything. I wasn't really attached to any, like, relationship or anything like that.
Exactly. Like I felt that moment was like, oh, ooh, he's back.
Yeah.
Like what? When I was like, when I saw Desmond, like, Desmond's alive.
I know. I thought he was dead.
I thought he died.
Here he is with his robot.
I know the robot. They showed the robot in the stands. I laughed so hard. That was pretty funny.
the robot was crying.
Yeah, it was so weird. I hope maybe in the future. This gets like a Haruhi season 2 run.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that. I talked about that in the Haruhi podcast.
Uh-huh.
Where they reran the first season of Haruhi and but it was like it said Haruhi 2012 or whatever year it was it came out.
Yeah.
And people were like, "Why does it say 2012?" And it got to like episode 6 and then like they inserted like Bamboo Leaf Rhapsody in between the first season. And like, wait a second, there's new episodes?
Yeah.
And then I think 3 or 4 episodes went by, and then like Endless 8 was like thrown in there, and then a couple episodes went by.
Yeah.
And then not Disappearance, but when they're making the movie,
yeah,
that the boredom was inserted there. And then ended with the last season. Or that's the first season. I would love if this anime did that.
That'd be pretty neat.
Like, give us an episode on how GGK and Pewter
got together.
Yeah. Like, stuff like that. Like, because that's such a cool thing where they're like, oh, did you hear Pewter and GGK, and they're called The Losers.
Yeah.
Like, I would really love to see. I would like to hear what their music sounds like.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. But their interactions sound really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe like a Tales from Carol and Tuesday anime where.
Oh, yeah.
Let's focus on other people. Let's focus on.
Like the country artist.
Yeah, or like Dahlia. Mm-hmm. Like, let's give an episode like of Dahlia.
When she was a child actor.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And then the stupid twist of Angela and the producer were brother and sister.
Oh yeah,
that was weird. I wish that was like Miller hinted to.
I didn't even think about that. I thought they were just designer babies.
They're both. He's over there. He created two babies.
Yeah.
The first one was the producer, and the second one was. What's the producer's name again?
The producer.
Tao. I thought that was real weird.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have like dates or something.
God. And then.
I kind of got that vibe that they were.
Angela's
gonna...
pill addiction also was like really randomly thrown in there.
Super random.
I felt like she was breaking down. Like you can see as it was going, mm-hmm. especially. After Tao disappears,
yeah,
she's starting to break down, but then she just starts like eating pills.
Yeah, just like swallowing pills.
I was like, yo, that's. I would have liked a gradual ramp up.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to something I like. I really like the juxtaposition most episodes show of how Carol and Tuesday do stuff.
Yeah,
and then how easy it is for Angela and her. Her being a plant, how easy it is for her to get to do stuff.
Yeah.
So like they show my favorite one is the contract signing where like Angela signs like a $20 million contract.
Yeah.
And then Carol and Tuesday, they have to go and do it themselves, like the nitty gritty details,
mm-hmm.
which eventually they turned down to just be,
well, Gus declined it
to become
independent.
I love, like, he asked him, too. He's like, do you guys want freedom or do you guys want money?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, how about both? Because, again, that's not going to happen. God. And then just, there was another really cool one. Just how easy it is to be, not easy how it is to be an indie artist, but how more fulfilling it looks like to be an indie artist. Like, you can do whatever you want, but you got to...
Work for
you
it.
You gotta work harder for it. You gotta work in a dingy studio. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they ever clean that studio? I thought there was gonna be a really cool cleaning montage of them.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
The studio. They just work in the crappy one.
Yeah.
I know I've been taking a lot of the time in this general.
Yeah. Well, I have another thing. I really like the real world name drops. Really cool to see Instagram actually in there.
There you go, like the fake Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I think the Sprite was actually in it.
Oh, was it?
I saw one can. But I don't know. I don't know if it actually said Sprite.
Also really like the Mars Times Square. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Trying to think of anything else. Yeah, any other general thing you want to talk about?
I want to try durian soda.
I know, that durian soda seemed really good.
Yeah.
That durian, too bad they destroyed the durian costume. Did you like Angela's, like, robot pet?
No.
That was real annoying.
Super annoying.
That's Angela, like Angela.
That's the worst pet.
Speaking of cool pets, the
owl?
The owl. Or,
what was his name?
I forget. Jiggy. Jiggy. It was Jiggy.
I knew it was something video game related.
Yeah.
Jiggy.
I'll give you
$2 if you tell me where Jiggy's from. What game?
Banjo-Kazooie.
Good job, Aaron.
Thank you. I would expect my $2 in pennies.
You're going to get two sodas. That's what
there you go. Yeah, really cool. Gosh dang it. I really like that robot. It's really cute. I want one.
Yeah. That's like the untapped market that we need is like cute things that act like real things and
also
do stuff.
Shout out to QT.
I texted you about something in episode 4 that made me freak out, and QT made me freak out.
Did you also notice that was Honey as well?
Fanning him or what?
No, she was like walking by.
Oh really?
If you go back and look, it just it's you can see the blonde hair.
Yeah.
And then what she's wearing is like the boobies colors.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I'm studying that. Anime. what kind of sucks is, what's that robot's name?
Idea.
So, yeah, Idea, right? Or yeah. Idea. He's played by QT's voice actor in Japanese. In
Japanese, yeah.
Like, I really wish...
The QT's voice actor. Yeah,
from Dandy was in there because yeah. It was real cool.
That was... He was, like, really cool. I really liked Idia. And I really liked his song, his audition for the talent show. It was so amazing.
So going and talking about that scene real quick. Did that scene go on a little too long? Like... It's because it's like really
all the additions, yeah. Right?
The additions, they're fun. Don't get me wrong, but I was like, okay, Karen Trisa got to come up right now, and then no, there's another like crappy one, and it's like, okay, no, she's coming up. No, another crappy one. It's like, oh gosh, dang it. It's like I think it goes on maybe 3 or 4 contestants too long,
yeah,
for my taste.
But it was pretty great.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I really liked all of them.
Ooh, all right. So, and real quick, the last thing I want to mention is I don't know if you noticed it, but there was a reference to the suspension bridge effect in this anime.
There was, yes.
And I really loved it. I thought it was really out of place.
Yeah.
That Carol was, Tuesday. That Tuesday was involved with the journalist. What's his name? The journalist?
Kyle.
Yeah. She was interested in Kyle.
Yeah.
But then it made sense once you added like the suspension bridge effect. I was like, okay. And like at first you can kind of see her like crushing on him because like no one's she says it like before, like no one's ever shown interest in her like Kyle does. And for her being like her first crush, it kind of does make sense where she's like, it's the first guy to ever show me attention.
Yeah.
That's not like my family.
Mm-hmm. And we have things in common.
And she's like super young.
Yeah.
And you can see how she could like misconstrued him being nice as...
Him being interested in her.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we get that really sad scene of...
Her wanting to give him the present and...
She sees him just making out.
I think it was a little too dramatic. For my taste, that whole like, but it's whatever.
That scene's real cute too.
Mm-hmm.
I was really expecting it to be another blonde guy because it was so like over dramatic. I was like,
yeah,
it has to be like she mistook somebody,
some random guy for him.
Yeah, for him.
And then he just comes up behind me. Hey, how you doing, Carol? How are you doing, Tuesday?
I was really expecting when she like turned and walked out, I was expecting him to be like, hey, you guys are in my booth. I'm waiting for somebody. And like, oh, no problem. Like, I was really expecting that. But I kind of glad they...
Or she turns around and bumps into him.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess, we're talking about love scenes, I really wanted to see more Ezekiel and Carol.
Yeah.
That have been really nice because... Mm-hmm. It just seems like Ezekiel does care for her.
Yeah.
But we only get like a little surface attention to it. It
barely scratched the surface.
Yeah. And then like I mentioned it in the opening, you know, when he was like, Carol hit with a lust struck arrow. That song.
That song is good.
Quality. Good song.
That's one of your dislikes is that that's not a full song.
Yeah, it's not a full song. All of Ezekiel's stuff is only like a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I guess before we jump into the main body.
You know, there's one thing, another general thing that I want to mention. Ahead. I don't know if you caught this. I'm pretty sure you have, but the currency in this anime is also from Space Dandy.
Oh, is it? I didn't even notice.
Oolongs.
I didn't even notice. Mm-hmm. That's
and I don't know 100%. I'm not 100% sure, but I think Samurai Champloo is also Wulongs. Yeah.
So I was like, God, there's. So you know what got me thinking, and I was like, this is really cool. This is true. So when they were going with Edia, on the tram. It reminded me of the scene in Space Dandy when he's on the purgatory planet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If that Mars that they're on
mm-hmm.
becomes the purgatory planet,
that'd be very interesting.
Because I was like, it'd be really cool if this was a reference to it. I'm pretty sure it might have been just, oh, we have this cell.
Oh, from yeah.
Space Dandy. Let's just reuse it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I want to say, like, no, this is.
After, like, a billion years, this becomes exactly, the purgatory planet. It becomes
the purgatory planet.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, you go back to some of the purgatory shots, like, you can see. Like, it'd be really nice if you can see, like.
Was the purgatory planet near Earth?
They never said.
Something was near Earth, wasn't it? Wasn't there like an episode with like that had to do with Earth?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
but it was real. I mean, it'd be real cool if that was.
Yeah,
it was it. Mm-hmm. I was like, what a cool reference. I didn't even notice it was Wulong. That's pretty tight. I know it sounded familiar, but I was like, where is this from? But yeah, that's real nice.
Yeah,
that's
a good. Very catch. Cool.
Oh, so I was gonna say before we wrap up the general thing, what was your favorite song in the anime?
That's a tough one.
There's a lot of great songs.
I think it might be Ezekiel's song.
Ezekiel's rap might be
the second one. Yeah,
it was Lone Star Jazz. Lone Star Jazz might be my favorite.
Yeah.
But
I also really liked Thundercat's song.
Oh yeah, Unrequited Love.
Yeah, Unrequited Love is really good.
Really good. I really liked Round and Laundry.
Yeah.
I think I told you that when I liked it. You're like, I guess you'd like that song.
Yeah.
Really good. Really great song.
That song is a good example of a song that manufactured people would never create a laundry song.
My favorite part of that song when they're first making it is like they're stomping and like hitting their knees to do this.
I felt that was like really like cliche, was like it? Super like.
And they got the guy in the middle started doing it too. Yeah. So,
and that guy comes back.
Oh yeah, I guess so. He
teaches them the handshake.
That one. They had to teach the poor white girl how to do a handshake. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
No.
He's like, no.
Like this. Really? Oh, I love it. Great. Good anime.
Well, you know, going back to Unrequited Love.
Real quick. Almost all of Carol and Tuesday songs, I love.
Yeah, they're all good.
They're all really good. Really except for...
I like their very first one as well. That one's really good.
Lonely Girl.
Yeah.
Loneliest Girl. There's one song. Oh, it's Someday I'll Find My Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the song they sing in the club.
Yeah.
The indie club. That song mastered sucks.
Really?
There's like a weird ticking in it, and it's on the, cause I've been listening to Spotify.
Yeah.
And what it is the, it's the drum from the, from Carol's, keyboard, but it's like in weird places and it makes it sound like it's static.
What the heck?
It's super weird, but it's a really good song and it's just, it's ruined by that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. If you go home and look up the song, look up that song, and you just can hear it, and it like throws off. And it's not in the
performance,
the anime. It's in the performance. Yeah. It's only in the in the track.
Yeah.
And what's also really cool, there's a really cool chorus part to it where they have they add in a like a choir verse at the end. It's real cool, but. I digress. Were you saying again? I'm sorry. I had to interrupt you.
I don't like for most, not just Unrequited Love, but for a lot of the songs, I feel like the lip flaps didn't really match too well.
Right.
But it's really noticeable in Unrequited Love.
Mm-hmm.
Like it didn't really match well. The song's really great, but I was like, it doesn't really look like he's singing.
There's also like really weird puppet stuff. Like you can tell. They're not actually playing like in Euphonium you can see they're actually playing the notes on recorders or whatever. Here is literally like Carol mashing the keyboard mashing the keyboard, or like Tuesday hitting the same three chords on the guitar.
You get like some nice close-ups, but like going a little bit into cinematography, but that's about it.
But it's like the same shots as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, this anime is real expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, can't do everything with it.
Can't do everything with the budget. Like, I bet you a large majority of this budget went into the music.
Songs itself,
and
yeah,
the music production is like grade A. All right, so
another song I really liked was GGK's Milky Way.
Really great.
Really good song. Their second song,
The Gravity Bounce. Gravity Bounce, Bounce, Bounce.
Yeah, that one was okay.
That one's fine. Yeah.
And I also liked Piotr's songs, both of them.
Yeah, really good. Mm-hmm. I even like how Peter's just the D-bag Instagrammer.
Yeah.
I'm doing this to make me feel good kind of guy. At least he's honest about it.
Yeah. You know what's really funny is a lot of people in the, like, I watched like the YouTube videos of Piotr's performances. A lot of people said like, yeah, Piotr, like at the beginning, I hated him. But once he started singing, I loved him.
He's pretty cool. I do like his song and dance routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Art style.
Art style.
It
really
took
good.
A long time to get to art style.
I know. There's a lot to talk about this anime.
Yeah.
Art style, really great. I love
everybody.
Everybody's character design is really good.
You know who I really love?
Who?
Gus when he's skinny.
Young Gus? Yo.
Yo, Young Gus, yeah.
Punk
he's
Gus?
He's wearing the same outfit, Aaron. So he's still
cool.
Punk.
He's so cool.
I kind of want to cut my hair like him. He's pretty good. Or even Maria's hair is the same, but.
Yeah, Marie, oh man. Give me an A and B episode of Young Gus and Young
Maria.
No,
Mary.
Well, it'd be like Young Gus, Young Mary /
Flora.
Young. No, what's her name?
The singer.
No, Angela's mom.
Oh yeah,
Dahlia.
Dahlia.
Yeah, a young Dahlia. Like, you don't got to make a whole episode about young Dahlia. You can give her like half an episode.
Yeah,
and then give Gus a half episode.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Like, Gus, like, in his band. You could probably do, like, a whole episode about Gus.
Yeah.
Like, show him in his band.
His band failing.
I assume the guy who owns, the guy who's the president of the record company was in his band.
Yeah, I'm assuming that as well.
And that's actually a really cool insinuation, because he's like, oh, I know all these dark secrets about you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know dark secrets about you, too.
It's like, what dark secrets?
I also love the quote of he's all, I told you you needed to have a schedule meeting with me.
Yeah.
He goes, it was scheduled. He goes, you saying I'm coming over is not not scheduling.
That's something I would do.
Yeah, I'm coming over. Yeah, but everyone's design really cool. I don't think I have any bad designs. I can't think of any I didn't like.
Everybody looked pretty cool. OG Bulldog looked dope. Fire Brothers looked cool.
Yeah, GGK looked dope. Yeah, the Mermaid Sisters looked dope.
Crystal's
design.
New waifu.
Oh my gosh, she's so cool.
Yeah.
Skip's design.
Skip's
so
dope.
Cool.
He is a cool guy. I want a jumpsuit.
So, a weird thing about this character design that I enjoyed. Everybody is normal proportions or less.
Oh, yeah.
Like, both Carol and Tuesday aren't, like, buxom babes or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, like...
They're pretty young, though.
Yeah, they're real cute. But they're both real cute.
Yeah.
Without having, like, a gigantic breast and, like,
oh, yeah,
huge
for sure.
Hips. I don't think anybody except for, like, Crystal, maybe?
And Crystal's not that busty.
But she's not even, like, that busty.
She's, like, normal adult.
Even like Flora is like a B cup, you know, like it's so weird because I watched like another anime and I was like, whoa, what are these, pendulums doing here?
These things swinging in my face.
Like I noticed it like halfway through. I was like, there's like no like objectification or like fan service in this anime. It was really weird. Even like. The scene when like they're in the bathtub is not like.
When were they in the bathtub?
Yeah, exactly. It's like during a it's during like a montage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's like Carol's like fixing up her hair in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday's in the bathtub like writing. a song. That's why there's like there's a scene later, or the scene after Tuesday gets kidnapped back home. Carol's like in the bathroom and she looks over at the tub and it's empty. Yeah. And that's like, oh, that's she's remembering.
What a nice bed she has. I want to lay in that bed.
I guess, still talking about art. I really love Carol's loft she lives in.
I know. Everybody like said like it's a junk place, but my God, it's so cool.
It is cool, but I can agree. It kind of sucks that there's no like heating. There's no like central heating in there. It's just cold.
Yeah. Well, I guess technically everywhere on Mars is cold. Like they have that thermal.
The weather machine.
The weather machine, yeah.
That's so cool. Cinematography. Do you have any cinematography notes? There's a lot of cool action shots.
Yeah.
Or action shots, but music shots.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite shots is actually from the episode we were just talking about where Kyle,
yeah,
Carol sees Kyle,
mm-hmm.
and it's snowing, and at first Carol goes outside and she has the umbrella, and the umbrella is like the stem of the umbrella is like glowing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's, I was like, well, that's a really cool detail to highlight the stick
of the umbrella.
Right?
Yeah.
But then she's like walking at dark and everybody has one. I was like, oh, it's just like a light, like a torch. Like it's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
And then it's like, she walks up on Tuesday and she's like really sad. And like she like passes the light over to her on the bridge where they first met.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about that scene too, it's not like they're like, oh, this is the bridge where we first met.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, if you remember, you remember. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that in anime where they don't explain every little bit
detail,
to you.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's so, I love that scene. Mm-hmm. Really great scene. And it's like, Tuesday huddles underneath the umbrella and, like, the both of the lights between them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's real strong.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of another really great cinematic scene. The scene when Angela is going to the hospital and she's like fading in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, really cool.
Really dope.
Mm-hmm. It's like she keeps like blinking and then it's like a different thing. She's in the ambulance. Scene. She's at the hospital.
The doctor, yeah, the
doctors are examining her.
Yeah. Real cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually, for the first time ever, I have a negative cinematography note.
The CG?
The really bad CG. I think it's in episode 12 was the only time I really noticed it.
Okay.
Who
was CG?
It was Carol and Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Were CG.
I know there was a couple songs that Angela was...
also CG.
CG. But I think it was during the talent competition.
This is also... This is the last episode of the talent competition.
Okay.
But they did a really weird thing where it's like they had like six shots and then they just cycled through all six shots.
Oh yeah.
It's
like,
oh, here's Roddy and Gus in the
Gus has his arms crossed.
Yeah, and it's the same.
And then there's an audience member that looks like he's smiling.
Yeah.
That guy was in like every episode of the talent competition.
He's a dedicated fan.
He loves that show. Goes to every episode.
Go to every record.
Sits in the same chair.
Exactly.
It makes the same face.
And it was just real janky, I felt.
Mm.
The song, really good.
Yeah.
But it's just, eh.
Yeah.
It was weird. It just took me out of the anime.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
I feel like a lot of, like, if it was everything was like Piotr's dancing, how he moved, I think that would have been better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like most of the money went to that, honestly.
Piotr was pretty expensive.
All right. Do you have any cinematography notes?
No, not that I could think of. I mean, other than just, like, the performances themselves. Really cool.
Oh, the way that... another shout out is the way that Edia made the music video.
Yeah.
Like the cheat music video was very funny.
Yeah.
How he did it.
He was like so strict during this filming and it's like has all these mistakes, people walking by and
the bad CG,
the
wireframe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It destroyed freaking Erdogan's car.
Oh my god. And then Roddy's Gundams.
Oh yeah. But didn't he like hold it up to the sun so you could like barely see them?
Yeah. But you can totally see his hand.
Yeah. Holding
his hands. Okay. We're gonna go least. I don't have any least favorite characters. I think actually the only least favorite character I have is the owner of the super conglomerate that was funding Tao's research.
Oh yeah, like
that guy was kind of douchey.
Yeah, he was like whatever. I mean, he's in it for like two scenes. Here's the money. I'm getting arrested. That's all he is.
Oh no, Tao, you're getting arrested.
I'm
getting arrested. Him and then the I also thought Valerie was kind of weak.
Yeah, Valerie
Tuesday's
was,
mom, mm-hmm. and her advisor. Advisor.
Yeah, her advisor reminded me of the baby from Monster.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm. The baby.
Go check out that fight. Monster's a good actor.
That's a good anime.
Yeah, this one's good too.
All right, so underutilized characters. Almost everybody besides the main cast.
Mm-hmm.
I have written down like Skip.
Skip, yeah, for sure. Ezekiel.
Crystal.
Crystal. I love Crystal. I think I might put her on my waifu list.
Desmond. I don't think he's underutilized. I actually think he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like Desmond.
I think I don't know if I can do more of him. I would love to see him. I would love to see this more like his past.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
His album cover looked pretty cool. He was wearing like leather pants with studded belts.
Also, shout out to Desmond's songs. Both of his songs,
yeah,
really dope. There are bad songs in here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of Angela's songs are. They're not bad. They're just generic. Like I don't.
Yeah, really I think they're made that way on purpose.
Yeah. Exactly. Who else is in the trying to think.
OG Bulldog, the Fire Bros, GGK,
GGO. We talked about that earlier, but GGK and Pewter, I'd really like to see more of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little more Erdogan.
Erdogan,
yeah. You know, I'd like to see a little bit more
of him. I thought Erdogan's voice actor was Dandy, but it's not.
No, it's weird.
Yeah, because it sounds like him. Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to think of any other
characters.
I don't think so. I think I'm fine. That's on my. So for favorite characters, I don't know if you see one, but favorite characters, Gus.
Gus is dope.
Gus is super cool. Him and his ex-wife. I wish there was. I think his ex-wife is probably underutilized. We only see her once, twice.
Yeah, twice.
Once
for like the music video and.
You know who?
For the last episode.
Another underutilized character. I forget her name, but she's the woman who runs the indie.
The club.
The club.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see more of her. I would have loved to see more of that club. That club was so cool.
Yeah, that club was really nice. What about Katie?
Katie. Angela. Is she underutilized? I don't know. She's cool. I like her.
Yeah.
She's cute. She's voiced.
Idia's underutilized. I want more Idia.
I thought he was fun.
What about Toby?
Toby. I love Toby. Toby is so cool. Toby reminds me of like a Boondocks character.
I know, right? Yeah, for sure.
He's so cool. Like, he doesn't belong in the anime. He's just so, like, how he's designed.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, he's like out of the Boondocks. And he's just so cool. Him in his cowboy hat.
Yeah, his dog.
Drinking tequila. But one of my favorite scenes with Toby is like when he's drinking tequila with Gus.
Uh-huh.
And then the dog brings him like the expensive mic.
Oh, yeah. No. One of my favorite scenes with Toby was let's take a break. Take a break, Toby. What? We're just like getting this stuff together. Let's go get some tequila. Let's take a break.
And there's tequila in the dressing room. Let's take a break. Good old tequila.
Yep.
I love it. And like, he's just like a Texan. That's so cool.
Yeah. Him and Gus are Texans, aren't they?
Yeah. But especially
him. Yeah.
Especially him. He reminds me of like a spit, like he has a spittoon mm-hmm. next to him. Real cool. I wish we saw like Gus, not Gus. We saw God, what's his name? Sorry, I forget.
Toby.
I don't know. We're just talking about. You see, like, I like to see like Toby in his younger days. I don't want to see like a lot of people like in their younger days. It'd be mm-hmm. pretty fun. But Toby, yeah, really, really cool. I thought when I first saw Toby, when they first mentioned Toby, I was like, is this going to get racist?
Okay.
Because I thought Toby was the name of Carol's dad.
Oh, really?
Because I thought Carol's dad was...
Going to be the producer? Or?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the producer. I didn't think he was going to be her dad. I thought it was going to be the producer they were looking for.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, it's like, oh, he's been looking for them. So yeah. I thought, like, oh, maybe this guy who they show at the end is Toby is, like... Something will happen. Like, there's a lot of... Maybe this to me, I thought, I was like, oh, that's a really cool... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, subversion. Okay. At least subversion of my expectations.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I
thought he was her dad the whole time.
The whole time. I thought it would have been really cool if, in the scene where he shoos off the fake parents.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been really cool because she's like, oh... My dad has a scar on his wrist.
Yeah.
And there's even a scene where he looks at his wrist, but his cuff doesn't come all the way down so you can't see. So I thought it'd been really cool if you go back in that scene and he like shoos him away if like his
sleeve
goes
up. That's what I thought. That's what I was looking for. Because he does like hold somebody up, I think. And like in a way that your sleeve would probably go down, but it never did.
Yeah. Or there's even that scene right before that scene ends. He, like I say, he holds his arm up,
mm-hmm.
and that'd been really cool if they just like showed
the scar.
Because that's just like a weird thing she throws out. Like, oh, my dad has a scar, mm-hmm. and I thought it'd been really cool. Like, ooh, like a good thing, good catch.
Yeah.
Even though they would kind of show you right there. I mean, a little later in a montage, they show it.
Oh, okay.
So
like at the end, right when they're like doing the stream.
Yeah.
For the last song.
Oh,
he's back on Earth.
Yeah.
That dump.
That parole. Apparently, it's not a dump because.
No?
No, because they said, oh, we'll get big and tour Earth.
Yeah.
As well. So it must be still.
Popping?
Popping down there. But where Ezekiel was, like, maybe he was, like, in the ghettos.
Oh, okay.
And then, where Tuesday, or Carol's dad was. He was, like, on parole.
Yeah.
He was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Carol and Tuesday.
Yeah, they're great characters.
I think they get set to the back seat in the last fifth of the anime.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Where, like, the more, it's more on...
them recruiting.
Tuesday's brother.
Yeah.
And them, like, recruiting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really about them.
Yeah. It's everybody as a whole.
Yeah. Oh, and then Roddy. Roddy's also really cool.
Yeah, I
cool,
like
cool
Roddy. Dude. It's really funny that, like, it was, like, definitely, like, a perfect storm of, like, things that, like, weird coincidences that got them, like, super famous really quick.
I thought Roddy was going to be the producer originally.
I feel like Roddy could have done a lot more for Carol and
Tuesday.
Yeah,
because, I mean, he uses his connections
yeah.
a lot. But... I don't know. I thought, like I said, I thought he was going to try and at least be a producer for them.
Yeah.
Another thing I loved was shout outs to like the random Beatles references he made.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of like references and stuff. Like even characters themselves are like references to like other people.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Like even like Skip, he plays a bass that Thundercat
plays.
Well, it's not like the same exact bass, but
it's but like...
It's a six-string bass.
Yeah, that's very really specific. Cool. Yeah. It's a very niche instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite moments, Jay?
Songs.
The songs of this anime are God tier. They're all really good.
Mm-hmm. All of them could stand on their own. They all could probably be played on the radio, and nobody would know it's from an anime.
Exactly. I really love... the two moments at the music festival. Oh, the other weird thing real quick. Shout out to South by Southwest.
Oh, I know.
That was super random.
More name drops.
Mars, the South Grammys. By Southwest. Mars Grammys. No, so when they first meet Skip, mm-hmm. and they like, because they're running away from Erdogan.
Yeah.
And then they just go into, it's like a dark room where they're all just all smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking their jazz sticks. That's like a really cool moment where he, which is also a weird moment because he tells them like, yeah, you guys haven't lost your love for music yet. It's like, yeah, we just like started last week.
And we're already fill-ins for
this very famous band. We're here to set up to be failures.
Play on the side of the stage.
Oh my, I know. This giant stage that's the two of us just sit
on the side, on the stage left.
Just in case Joshua comes back.
Yeah. And you know what was funny about that scene of them going into Skip's trailer was the violin girl blocks them with her bare foot.
That's so cool.
I was like,
she's so cool.
She's like, you're not even wearing shoes. Get your foot out of here.
She's dope too. Yeah. I wish she was more in the anime.
you know what I thought about when they were like locking up all the like Ezekiel and Skip? Mm-hmm. I thought of like Dave Chappelle. They're locking our stars up.
They're locking our stars.
That's what I thought.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
How did Ezekiel master his track in jail?
You know, that's another thing that I thought of is there's a rapper named Currency, and he has a whole album of him in jail.
In jail?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Where he was just talking on the telephone.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I believe it was Currency.
That's a real cool theme.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of any other cool scenes I could talk about off the top of my head. There's a lot of great. The music video.
Yeah, the music video was very funny. The music video was very funny. I laughed so hard at the fast forward of what's his name?
Roddy doing
the Michael Jackson dance.
The Thriller.
I laughed so hard.
So you know what? I do, like I said, I love a lot of things about this anime.
Yeah.
What I love about this anime is how episodic it is.
Oh yeah. Every episode feels like its own thing.
Yeah, except for
like the little arcs.
The ending arcs of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what like Space Dandy does very well. You can watch almost any episode of Space Dandy, out of order, and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this approach of like, oh, this week, like the quest of the week. Oh, this week, Carol and Tuesday make a music video. This week, Carol and Tuesday perform at a festival. This week, we learn about Flora.
Yeah,
I really love that nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned a little bit earlier, I love like the juxtapositions they make too as well.
Yeah. How about the juxtaposition between their first festival performance and their second festival performance? They get
bottles thrown at them.
Yeah. The second one was really cool. That's another like really favorite moment is just them sitting, playing like they're doing it at home.
So something I don't, it's also a scene I didn't, that's not even a scene, something I don't like. This is weird. I don't think this anime has heart. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Oh, you mean like
there's no real emotion, like where it wants to be emotional.
Yeah.
I was waiting for like a really nice emotional, like all the episodes are really, really good.
Yeah.
But I really wanted, all right, give me a story that where I'm emotionally invested in this.
Yeah. Like, make me feel something.
Like, give me the episode from Dandy where he's with, like, the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that episode is, like, real fun, and it's, like, real touching.
Touching, yeah.
So I was waiting for that scene. Because Dandy has, like, a few of them that are, like, real good like that.
Mm-hmm.
The two episodes, and they're, like, back-to-back against each other, which is weird. Which is the Desmond episode.
Yeah.
When I assume Desmond died.
Yeah.
Where the robot's like, oh, he wanted you to hear his final thing before he comaed.
Yeah, before he transitioned into a woman.
So,
was apparently what he was doing. But
right.
I thought he died as well. And I actually did feel a little bit when he laid down.
Away. Yeah. When he closed his eyes. Mm-hmm. But the next episode with Flora got me in tears at the end when they're covering her song. And then, Flora, she's, singing. She's like, I don't sing anymore because, it hurts because I betrayed you because of all this stuff. She's on the Gus. And at the end of the episode where they're covering the song and Flora's singing along with them and she's tells Gus I do love music or whatever and that your girls are pretty good.
Yeah.
That got me emotional. I was like, oh man. Mm-hmm. But then after that, that's when it starts speeding up.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. We got to go. Yeah. Very strong emotional moments for me.
Yeah.
Scenes I didn't like, the last fifth of the anime, the last four or five episodes.
You know, it's something I really like that you pointed out that I didn't put together right away was that Erdogan has Banksy paintings.
Oh, was that the one that you didn't notice?
Or? Yeah, I didn't notice it right away.
Yeah.
And it's a really new one that he has.
Oh, really? I just knew that the shredded.
Yeah, the shredded one picture. is pretty new. It's probably
2 years
in the last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that one was really cool when I found out about Banksy. He's just a cool person in general. But
yeah, but I really love they're like, huh, what is this? And they're like, oh, don't worry about it, and they just went past it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
If
you don't know that painting that Erdogan has, that it's shredded,
half shredded.
Yeah, Banksy did a painting like that.
Banksy's a painter.
Yeah, he's a painter, street artist. He does a whole bunch of different things, but that painting actually went up for auction, and as soon as the auction was done, he pressed a button. Yeah, remote button, and it shredded. But I think it didn't shred all the way. I think it broke midway.
Yeah,
and
right. And
it just stopped.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And Erdogan has it. Not anymore, actually. Got it repossessed.
Yeah.
God, what a cool episode. Erdogan losing all his money to his AI manager. I know.
Pinocchio.
You'd think there'd be ways to be like, nah, I'm suing you for all my money back.
Yeah.
Any least favorite moments you got? Except for the janky last performance.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then the rushed ending. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like there was no emotion. I wanted to be emotional payoff, but it wasn't.
You know, I really did enjoy Erdogan's depressed mode.
That's really cool. That's a nice episode.
Yeah, because it's referenced when remember on the when he's on the panel for being a judge, he talks about the voice that I hear is me. And stuff like that. And then when he's in depressed, he's hearing himself bringing himself down. And then
was that a Zoolander reference?
I don't know.
The cover, Mugatu.
Yeah.
Was like that. He had his piano tie. Mm-hmm. And then he was playing the guitar.
I don't know. Maybe.
I hope it was. It was real funny. But it was a real 80s. Looking thing. Mm-hmm. Or Erdogan was gimmicky back in the day and he still is or whatever.
Is he is Erdogan supposed to be what's that DJ's name? Tiesto or something? Tiesto?
Maybe.
Tiesto?
I don't think so.
No? I mean, that's how he dresses. Tiesto.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I feel like a lot of the artists are referenced
to somebody
loosely based on other people.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything you want to mention before we end the wrap-up, Jay? I know it's a long one.
Yeah, I know. It was a great anime.
Well
deserved to be a nominee for Best Anime of the Year.
Yeah. Is it the Best Anime of the Year? We'll get to that very shortly.
I didn't even think about it, but it's up there.
It's that last fifth, man. Mm. It burned me. I was like, this is really good. Well, all it's got to do is not fumble it, and I think it fumbles it a little bit at the end.
Yeah,
but it's a trip worth going on. It's
for sure
really fun.
Mm-hmm. I've already recommended it to other people.
I have a story about who I recommended this to, and it's really, I really recommended it to a random person.
Really?
When I, you know this person.
A random person?
It's a person that you wouldn't think I'd recommend
an anime to. My wife.
I know. You think Nancy would like this anime?
No.
Okay.
She's like, my wife has like some sort of like thing where she hates everything that I like, so.
Let's say if she wasn't biased.
Yeah. Yeah.
You if think she would like it? Do you, it'd no, be interesting.
I don't think she would like it. No.
Okay.
My wife likes really niche things. Yeah.
Avant-garde stuff.
Yeah. I mean, she is like a she minored in film, so.
All right.
She has like a very like
high critical eye.
Critical eye, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so,
Who did you recommend this to?
Oh, I recommend this to Mariah.
Oh. The guy that brought us together, his girlfriend.
Yeah. I did it to her. Like, right when I finished it, I was like...
You texted you
need
Ryan?
To, yeah, I texted her. I was like, you need to check this out. Because I know if I send it to Art, it's never going to get watched. So I was like,
oh, yeah, right. For sure.
So we got to go through Mariah because I was like, well, I know... Because for sure, I know we spend a lot of time, me, Art, Mariah together. And I know what kind of music she likes.
Yeah.
And... it was like right up her alley. Mm-hmm. I was like, and this is someone who doesn't watch anime. I actually went up to somebody who I wasn't even sure who watched anime. I went to like a music lover and I was like, hey, you should check this out because it's really good.
Yeah.
How it reflects on the industry.
Yeah. It sucks that like, I don't really have like friends that like this kind of genre of anime. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people that like at my work and stuff, they most of them like really like guy stuff like Dragon Ball Z, yeah, and
shonen anime,
yeah, stuff that's killing and stuff.
Yeah,
but
it's real.
Oh, it sucks, man, that I don't really have somebody like I could recommend like a harem to or something.
I have a pretty
other than you.
Group, I know I have a pretty open group of friends.
Who, yeah,
like, they watch a lot of stuff, so I've already recommended it to a lot. Spoiler alert. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Accessibility, Jay. Anybody can watch this. There's nothing objective. Oh, there's one thing that makes it TVMA, which is hilarious. Cursing. The cursing.
I think it's just Toby himself is what gave it the MA rating.
It's Toby and then the Galactic Mermaid song.
Yeah.
Because I think the Galactic Mermaid song, which is hilarious.
Going to favorite moments.
Yeah, also favorite moment, the Galactic Mermaid song was pretty great.
Yeah.
And how the judge like chews them out. Like, it's live TV.
Of course you can't play that song.
But besides that, anybody can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think up until that point, the Galactic Mermaid song, there was like no cursing.
Yeah.
Like I was wondering why it was TVMA.
I know. That's what I was wondering because when I assumed it was because of alcohol at first.
Right.
But I was actually watching this at in the living room with my nephew. And he was into it. He was like watching it, but Nicholas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because me and him.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice, and he actually likes like Pokemon and stuff like that. Watching, you know, like the beginnings of anime and stuff. So he was like really interested. He wasn't like really interested, but he was like watching it with me.
That's pretty cool.
But I'm glad I stopped watching it because like the episode that I started watching at home was the Mermaid Sisters, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't watch this over there. No more watching in the living room.
I know, especially when like Toby
yeah.
starts coming around. God, Toby's cool.
Yeah.
And then catching on Netflix, thanks Netflix for
making it,
making this anime
and putting money into it.
Yeah. Should put more money into it.
Yeah, and do another season.
Exactly. I would love. Oh,
I would love a durian soda.
I know. I would love to get this on Blu-ray, but it's never going to be on Blu-ray.
It's just going to be streaming forever.
Yeah, unless the Japanese ones have
English
subtitles or English voices, but I doubt it. I don't want to watch it with like subtitles.
Yeah.
I just want to watch the dub.
I've watched like a... Like the video for like Ezekiel has like the Japanese audio,
right.
And it sounds really weird to me.
I know.
I saw the game show in Japanese and it sounded really. I mean, I'm at the game show, the talent show.
It sounds
in
weird.
Japanese and it sounds really weird. It sounds like a game show.
We didn't mention it, but the dub really, really good.
Yeah,
and well, there's a lot of newcomers mm-hmm. in it too. They did a good job. I think it was
a lot of the singers were new, like people that are like barely getting into the industry.
I think it was like Bang Zoom, I think, did the dub.
Really?
So it was something like super weird when I seen it. Like Bang Zoom is like their go to dubbing anime. Mm. I think they dubbed Dragon Pilot as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's super weird.
I thought Bang Zoom was done.
No. They only do Netflix anime.
They
don't do
anything. They have a contract.
But really, really good. Mm-hmm. What's something you would change, Jay?
I don't know.
I'd make it long. Like I said, I'd make it longer.
Yeah, that would. If they made it longer, I would hope they put more money into it as well, or as much money as they did.
This is like I said, super unique. Where I would love to see more middle scenes, middle episodes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I also want to see how. Oh, filler! I would love filler in this anime. I'd also love to see how their album went. The first release of their album.
Oh, yeah.
We get the tease. Yeah, of,
we get the... I didn't like their album cover. It's a little generic. Yeah.
But
it's fine for like an online thing. But like if you're going to buy an album, it has...
You want something...
A little more, with a little more pizzazz.
I would really love to hear what's on that album as well.
I know, right? I'd like to buy that album.
I would buy... It was just that album that had songs that were produced by Toby or whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what those songs sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
The church song.
The church song.
The church.
Church. Ooh, that was a good song.
Yeah.
Rewatchability, Jay.
I'd watch this again.
I'd watch this again. Also, really high rewatchability.
You know what's funny? When I was watching in the living room, Eric walked in and he thought it was Honey and Clover.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
I was like, no, this is Carolyn Tuesday.
Another really generic name.
Yeah, I know.
About it. No, but really good. Carolyn Tuesday is so good.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Final verdict.
It's a must watch.
Must watch. This is the first anime I think I finished. I had 2 days to think about it. I needed these 2 days to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The initial thought, usually it was just the gut reaction.
Yeah.
Was
high recommend.
Just because, for me, I was really disappointed in the end.
Yeah. But as a whole, it's a must watch, I think.
It's so good. Especially the first half is like so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It missteps a little bit. I thought it was going to get real messy with the political stuff.
Yeah.
I think it ended up being fine.
Yeah, I handled it really well.
But, oh, God. It's just the initial shock of why do they do it like this? Because mm-hmm. I was like, it was on the road, it was on the track, at least for me, of being like a contender for like my top 5 favorite anime because it's real good.
Yeah,
it's probably top 10. It's
for
it's
sure
good, but I just wish they would have just stuck the landing. But yeah, it's a must watch.
Yeah,
where do you rank it on your?
What did I say
anime
last
year?
I don't even know. I forgot to think about it.
Would you would you vote for this as your anime of the year?
I would. I think this might be on the top, and then I think Promised Neverland would probably be number 2. Mob, O Maidens. No, Mob, Vinland, O Maidens. Even though I love O Maidens a lot.
Oh, they're all
really good.
They're all good.
This is like, if like Carolyn Tuesday is like a 10, then like Promised Neverland's like a 9.99. Right.
They're all like nines.
They're all nines pretty much.
I would probably say, even though I didn't like Vinland as much, I could say that it was real good.
Yeah, definitely quality.
Yeah. It's rough, man. I feel I think I would still go Mob.
Yeah.
As my pick for this year. Like, maybe just because I had really high expectations that were almost delivered for Carolyn Tuesday. But just Mob is more consistent. The funny thing is, they're both Bones anime.
Yeah. You love Bones.
I love Bones. This is a good year. This is a great year for Bones anime.
Yeah.
We had another great We're having a great season of My Hero. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Tuesday and Mom Psycho. Oh my God.
Bones is busy.
Yeah. So, fun fact about Bones. I should have mentioned this in the the info. They actually have five studios.
Wow.
Five teams. Studio or Studio team My A. Hero. I know. Actually, that's Studio C. Studio C is their, they do My Hero. Okay. That's that they only do My Hero. Studio B, I think, is responsible for like Mob Psycho.
Okay.
Studio A was responsible for Carolyn Tuesday. Tuesday. And then I think it was D does like Bungo Stray Dogs, and like E does like Eureka 7.
Eureka 7 still going on?
Yeah, they do movies now.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact also, I learned, I should say this for the My Hero podcast, but the Studio C that does My Hero, also responsible for Full Metal Alchemist and Soul Eater and Oron wow. High School.
A lot of classics.
Yeah, it came from that one studio. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
The stuff that brings in the money is,
exactly.
is Studio C.
Now that we've won our Grammy, space, our Mars Grammy.
Right before we're deported.
I know. Oh, real quick, I guess, sorry. I guess
how expensive would it be to deport somebody back to Earth?
Back to Earth, exactly. Wouldn't this be cheaper just to keep them there?
Yeah, no, it'd be cheaper to keep them in jail.
Real quick, I have like two final thoughts before we end the rap, or rap. But if it was cheap to go to Mars, would you go?
Oh my God, I'm so scared of space travel. I would go.
If they're deporting people.
Yeah, if they're deporting people, it's at a point where it's probably
safe and fast, actually, if you think about it.
So, I'm the kind of thing that, like, yeah, I'm for, like, doing all that stuff, but I need extensive testing before.
Well, it's been 50 years.
Yeah.
So, I've been like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. So, I would, given my criteria.
Given your criteria. I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot the second
thing. Would I live on Mars?
No.
Sure.
Might not. I forgot what I was going to say. It's going to kill me.
Are we going to Mars?
Yes. First podcast on Mars. United States in space. Can't think.
United States in space.
Yeah. Oh, well. Now that, thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yep. If you like us. Oh, wait. What are we doing next week?
Oh, yeah. Next week. Wrapping up our
the anime of the year nominees,
we are doing
Demon Slayer.
Yes, I've heard a lot of good things about Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I have as well. Demon Slayer is an anime that a lot of people at my work talk about. Very excited. So hopefully it is delivers. As awesome as a lot of people say it is.
God. All right, so if you like this,
Go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud, subscribe to us on iTunes. Our YouTube is up and running again with some of the podcasts.
So check those out whenever you get the chance.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get to 100 subscribers so we can have our custom URL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need 100 subs.
Okay.
So get on that. Check out the SoundCloud.
Yeah.
SoundCloud.com/AnimeCherryBomb.
Mm-hmm.
The iTunes, check that out.
Yep.
Leave reviews.
Yeah, so send us you can send me an email, send us some comments. We read them all, and we definitely take it all into consideration.
Even the spam I read.
I know, right?
On our,
a couple times.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it.
Yep, we'll see you in the next one.
Everybody, stay
rapping.
Everyone stay singing
in Latin. Mm.